Welcome to the Rehab Your Life podcast. I am your host, Karen Malone, and I'm a certified rehabilitation counselor dedicated to helping you rehab your life. Each week, I will talk about a topic that will help you to move forward in your journey. I will also share tools and resources and any nuggets that I have found along the way. I will be challenging you to change your perspective because when you can change your thinking, you can change your life. We will get started in just a moment. See you on the other side. This episode is sponsored by my book, Lose to Win. It's all about my journey as a believer going through the hardest times of my life, the loss of my child, battling cancer twice, and much more. I share tangible tips on how I managed to keep my sanity through it all. It's available on Amazon.com. I hope that you pick up a copy today. Hello, everyone. It's Karen again. I took a couple of weeks off kind of impromptu, so I apologize for the last couple of weeks' episodes not being available. And even today's episode is a little bit behind schedule. Life has just been a little bit hectic. As you can understand, we are currently in the pandemic of 2020. And so I just wanted to put that apology out there up front. But I do want to share that there's been good things going on. You know, I really feel for a lot of the people who COVID-19 has really impacted and they've lost loved ones. We've even lost someone in my family, in my extended family from COVID-19. So I definitely empathize with people. I do also see what the Lord is doing in this time. And, you know, people are starting new businesses. People are, bouncing back a lot quicker. Some businesses have shut down, but they can pivot and be able to see this as an opportunity to start fresh. And so, I just want to keep everybody encouraged as we go into 2021. I believe that I have gotten a word from the Lord and that things are going to change and that you have to be prepared for the change that is coming. And so I'm not going to hold you long today. I just wanted to come, for one, apologize for the last couple of episodes not being posted. I just needed to take a break and kind of reflect on some things. But I also wanted to share the word of the Lord for 2021. And let me get my phone and share with you those particular scriptures that I believe that I got from the Lord. And so the first one is, give me just a second, I apologize. The first one is Joel, second chapter, and it is Joel 2:25-26, 1 Chronicles 28:20-21, and Philippians 4:6-8. So I'm not going to read those to you. I'm going to give you the gist of what it said. I really would encourage you to go and read those for yourself and read them in that order. Joel, 1 Chronicles, and Philippians 4-6. And the reason that I'm saying to read those in that order, if you've been following along at all, you know that we are in the One Thing Challenge. We started October 1st, 2020, and we said that we were going to be standing in faith for the last 90 days of the year, and we're going to be standing in faith for Lord to do one thing that, you know, we still had not gotten off of our vision board. And I will tell you what, it's been such a struggle. I didn't think that it was going to be easy, but it showed me a lot of different things, a lot of different areas where I really truly was struggling. And I know that I'm not the only one. We have our weekly call as well. And people were just sharing with me how, you know, they've fallen off, then they've gotten back on, and we've tried to keep each other encouraged. But to be honest, I don't think anybody is really making any real progress on their one thing. And so I, you know, started to pray and really just, you know, Lord, what is it that we're doing wrong? You know, what pivoting needs to occur? You know, we're getting ready to next month do our vision board for 2021. And I just don't want to be stuck in this same cycle again, along with my community. And so, you know, and each year is different, but 2020 threw everybody for a loop. So some of the things that you were able to, you know, make progress on in the past, it's just been a struggle to make progress on now, because there's this underlying level of anxiety about what's going on in the world. We have civil unrest. It's just a lot going on. So, you know, it's understandable that we're struggling, but we are also making progress in other areas. And so it's like, okay, obviously there's a disconnect somewhere. So I, you know, went into prayer, and I listened to Pastor Stephen Furtick. He's one of my pastors, my kind of go-tos when I'm looking for a word from the Lord. Pastor T.D. Jase, Joyce Myers, Michael Todd, Pastor Miles Monroe, all of his stuff, even though he's passed on, is still so relevant and timely for today. So I get a little bit of everything from those particular pastors and teachers. And so there was a recent episode of Stephen Furtick's podcast where he was sharing on the momentum of a decision. And that really, really, really helped me to gain some clarity around how we went wrong on the One Thing Challenge. Now, for one, on the One Thing Challenge, you were supposed to go into prayer and figure out, okay, like, what's that one thing that was on your vision board from 2020 that you wanted to stand in faith and believe God for? Sounds good. Sounds like a plan. You put that one thing down, and then you list all of the steps that needed to go along with supporting you to get to that one thing. You also had to include prayer and fasting and different things to, you know, just stay connected to the Lord and to continue to seek His face. However, where I feel like we went wrong is we really started focusing on accomplishing all of those little smaller tasks below the one thing, instead of following the word. And the word says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all these things will be added unto you. So I don't know about others in the community where we've been focusing on this one thing. I can just speak for myself. But in speaking for myself, the one thing that, although each day I had a list of to-dos, the one thing that I still had not gotten 100% doing it like it's just a part of breathing, was getting up in the morning and spending some time with the Lord. I hadn't been doing it. I get up, I pray, I keep it moving and all of that, but not consistently, not every day, sometimes in the morning and then turn around in the evening. And it just was not a sacred space, to be honest. You know, we have our prayer rooms and we have our prayer closets and we got all this stuff. But if you don't stop and focus on the Lord and let Him be your one thing, then you are missing the boat. Because when you get that foundation set, you can hear more clearly. You can see the vision, like it can just play out in your head. And then you have your marching orders. And then there's no confusion because you are in communion with Him. You're abiding with Him. That's what the one thing, like I said, for me, that's what the one thing was supposed to be. I thank the Lord that I got that revelation as I'm going into 2021. Because yes, I will do the vision board workshop and we will put things on our board based on the vision that we are seeking God for. But we will short circuit that if we do not identify that the true one thing is to abide in Him, to read your word, to learn to apply the word so that you can discern what it is that He has for you. We may get a vision to see what 2021 is going to bring. But in Pastor Stephen's message, he said, you know, a lot of times we jump out and we just go, okay, Lord, I'm going to lose some weight. I'm going to this, I'm going to that. And then we list all these different tasks out there about all the things that we are going to do. And then we get overwhelmed. Where when you look at the scripture where he went up to Peter when they first met and he was asking him to be a disciple, Peter was washing his nets. He was doing the work that he was called, quote unquote, to do in the life that he was living. And him being a skilled fisherman, been out all night, didn't catch anything. Jesus being known to be a carpenter, hearing about him along the way that he's doing all of these things, Peter kind of still had this, you know, well, Lord, if you say so, you know, I'm the one who's the fisherman, you know, you're the carpenter, kind of stay in your lane kind of thing. But you know what? Because you said so, then I'm going to do this. But Pastor Stephen broke down. Well, what did Jesus say? He said, put out a little bit and then put your nets out in on the other side. We miss the put out a little bit. So there was a step before the big jump into and receiving the overflow. We miss that step. That put out a little bit is where we gain our faith. That put out a little bit is where you tippy toe in and go, well, Lord, I think you're telling me to do this. That put out a little bit is the one thing when you're first beginning to move in the right direction towards whatever it is that the Lord is calling you to do. So if you have just jumped in, arms, legs, feet, everything, and now you're drowning, well, you're drowning because you didn't check the temperature of the water with your toe. You didn't just put out a little bit. You just jumped in, couldn't even swim. And that's what I feel like that was the thing that was missing. A lot of the things on the vision boards over the years have been accomplished because they're just moving pieces in the greater, bigger picture. Okay, bought the house, did this, did that. But because I now have a greater understanding of I'm a kingdom citizen, I have rights and responsibilities. I can call things down from heaven and I can make things happen, but I can only do that when I'm in right standing with Him, when my righteousness is in place. And how do I gain that? I gain that through relationship and, you know, the salvation process, of course, but in relationship and learning to repent from those bad choices and to change my mind. And so renewing your mind is a daily process. Choosing to spend time with the Lord is a daily process. That is the one thing. So if you have not built a proper relationship with the Lord where you are giving Him time, you know, everybody's work schedules are different. So your morning might be night when it's time for you to get ready for work. However you make it happen, no matter what, when you start your day, give Him His first fruits. Give Him time in the morning to be able to direct your path. That is the one thing. If you seek the kingdom of the Lord first, then all the other things will be added unto you. That is the one thing, y'all. So like I said, I'm not going to hold you long, but I definitely wanted to share with you those scriptures. And so here's the scripture summary. Joel 2 talks about being able to recompense you from those things that the locust ate. So 2021 is going to be a blessed year. We are going to gain those things back that we lost. And then First Chronicles talks about you have everything that you need. So Solomon was supposed to build the tabernacle, and he was given everything that he needed. And it was, don't be anxious for anything. You will have what you need. So that's letting me know that the circumstances may not look exactly like what I thought they were going to look like, but to not be afraid and know that I have everything that I need and that those resources are going to come along. It says that the priests are ready to give you what you need. The people, the supplies, everything is there. And then Philippians 4:6-8 talks about be anxious for no thing. So don't worry about it, no matter what it looks like, and to fix your focus. Don't be looking at the circumstances. Things might not look like they're going in the right direction, but the Lord said to think on these things that are lovely, think on these things that are good. And so we have to go into 2021 focused, knowing that we are going to be blessed. We are going to be things are going to turn around for us, and that we will not be put to shame any longer, and that the Lord is with us, that he has supplied all of our needs, and that things are not always going to look like they're supposed to, but for us not to be anxious and for us to stay faithful and believe what was said to us. And so I just thank the Lord for the word. I believe that that is an awesome word for 2021. And that is the word that I'm going to be standing on for 2021. I encourage you to come alongside me and we can stand in faith together, because that is how we are going to continue to rehab our lives, to be able to learn what we need to learn and learn from the Lord, and to edify and encourage each other to walk this walk. And so I'm excited. I got a lot of things on the board ready to go. I'm looking forward to what 2021 is going to bring. And I got a lot of exciting new things to share with you guys that are going to be coming out soon. And so I just thank you for sticking in there with me. I can't guarantee that you're going to get another December podcast episode. I am planning for 2021 as we speak, but I want to encourage you to spend some time with your family. Not everybody's going to make it to 2021. And, you know, the holiday season is one of those times where you just take some time off and you do what you do. And so that's my plan. If I feel like I have a word that I need to share with you, I will come back on and share something with you. But I wanted to make sure that I got the word out today at the top of December. We're going into, like I said, another holiday season. I pray that you had a blessed Thanksgiving. And I will definitely be back for 2021. I have some really awesome themes for 2021 and some things that are going to be coming out. So you will definitely see me. The Lord says the same. So talk to you guys later. And there, so you have it. I hope that you enjoyed this episode of the Rehab Your Life podcast. Be sure to like, comment, and share this episode with your friends. Please subscribe to my podcast so that you can get the latest episodes. Also, check me out on Facebook and Instagram at Rehab Your Life and 2. I hope that you have a blessed week. Goodbye for now.